Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam, and today we are joined by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and you? Sorry you guys were a little bit late here. Appreciate you guys holding on.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, and we see that you're holding on there, so we'll get to you momentarily. Please don't forget to check out HowPsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. And as always, we have great specials going on the website, so please check those out before midnight tonight. Okay, Loey, who's our first caller today?
Okay, the format of the show goes, we'll go take the first call.
Okay.
Air code 412-742. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, my name is Keisha, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And my question is about, his name is Ernie. I was just wondering where this relationship was headed.
Okay, Ernie. All right, as far as what I am seeing with Ernie, okay, I am feeling that it is headed in a good direction, but Ernie seems to hold back on emotions from time to time. And this is, you know, really what's become normal for him, per se, okay? But I'm feeling here that when it comes to you and Ernie, we're seeing better connections and movement forward within the second week of March, okay? And has Ernie been quite a bit distracted lately? Because I'm feeling him quite a bit distracted.
He could be. I thought it was maybe me that was distracting him.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling like he's distracted, but we look to be getting back on track within the next week. And then in the second week of March, we're getting that there's better improvement. There's a higher chance at that point that the two of you can really give a good go at making this relationship work.
Okay. All right.
How long you guys been seeing each other?
I knew him since about, I would say, July of last year, but we just start, like, you know, taking it to another level maybe this month. So we were kind of, you know, we knew each other for a little while.
Okay, can I ask, can I just give you one of my strongest advice?
Uh-huh.
Have fun. Don't think about your relationship. Don't worry about where he's going. You got to remember to have your inner child out. And the reason why I say this, I'm from Philly in Pennsylvania. We have this energy where we get into this mode of, it's a whole new world out there. The energy is very different up there. So what I'm saying to you is that don't, even if you guys are together in a full relationship, always remember that your inner child must be there first. You must take care of yourself first and just enjoy life, whether it takes you to the end or it doesn't take you to the end. Because just know that this relationship is a contract. So don't go into it with fear. Just go into it because there's a reason that you have to go into this relationship. But you always have to have fun because you want the energy to be very light, not heavy. Always remember that. When you're a child, you run freely because you don't fear the world. And you must remain that way as an adult, which most adults forget to do that, and you ruin your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get into a relationship or a year or two, then they want to try to figure out where they're at. That doesn't work. So you go into it always remembering your inner child within you. Don't go into thinking about too much. And just know that the universe pulls you in certain ways. And it may be many relationships to get you to that next person. But just know that you must enjoy that to feel that energy, to feel free with it, and just enjoy it because there's no rules to life. Always remember, there are no rules to life. There's no rules to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Okay, thank you. so much.
Yes, thank you for calling in, and we wish you all the best.
Okay.
Does that make kind of a sense?
Yeah, that made plenty of sense.
Okay, wonderful. I just want to make sure that, you know, that you had a better understanding, but just go have fun with it.
Okay.
All right, honey. All right. Have a wonderful day. Namaste. Many blessings. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see here. Yeah, we tend to, you know, Pennsylvania, that whole energy is very different. Jersey, New York. And I see so many of my folks here in Georgia that move from up north and they just forget about. I go back home and that whole way of life is just so different. And I guess you don't realize it until you leave. You know what I mean? We forget a lot of things in our life. And up there, if they've never moved out of the tri-state area, they don't understand that there's so much out there in this world on so many different levels, so many different facets, so many different modalities, so much different type of food, culture. You know, there's just so much out there. So I see my friends are everywhere in Pennsylvania. They keep doing the same thing. Okay, let's take the next call here. Area code 918-619. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Angela. I'm calling from Oklahoma. I was calling about, I'm more concerned about me than another relationship where I'm going because I feel a big shift. Because I can't control another person, but I can sure can control me, or try to.
That's right.
And I'm having issues.
How about this? It's not the fact of controlling, because control is ego. So let's just take that out of your vocabulary, okay?
Okay.
We just want to be the driver of our own life. And just steer where universe is guiding us to. And just know that every step you take is meant to happen and give you some insight. So we're here to build your own intuition. So you can go ahead with your question. So make sure you do that.
I am more concerned about myself financially, just emotionally. And I'm feeling a big, big shift. And I'm not for sure where this is coming from, but I really don't like it.
Okay. Well, first of all, honey, let me ask you this. Are you empathic?
Yes.
That's why.
That's why.
Because here's the thing, okay? All of us spiritualists are on ascension right now. What this means is that, you know, it has its good and it has its bad. The good about it, when the reason for the ascension is that we're reaching higher levels of consciousness, higher levels of vibration and awareness. Okay, we're coming to higher levels of energy. And it doesn't mean that, you know, one level is better than another. Every level serves its own purpose. Okay, and an aspect, the negative downfall about this is while we may be advancing in our consciousness on some levels, we are also experiencing a symptom. It's like taking a pill. You know, you get the good and you get the bad. Now, the bad is that anything we still need to work on about ourselves or within our own lives is magnified, you know, even further and brought even more to our awareness and our forefront of consciousness, because that's what we need to work on. And, you know, it intensifies even sometimes the feelings of connection. You could have had a bad experience as a kid, and now on ascension, you know, you feel as if you're going through that bad experience again, because you feel like you're right there doing it again, because then it's brought to the forefront of your memory and something to work on. Whatever we have to work on still, even if we thought we took care of it already, but we maybe have more to learn from it, it will bring it back to the surface and magnify it, okay? Right now, you need to approach every day with the positive attitude, the childlike mind, but you also need to get to the point where right now I'm feeling, okay, you're taking care of your health, you're trying to watch what you eat, of course you're cheating a little bit here and there, who doesn't? You know, God knows I do. And we can't judge for that. But what we can do is try and stay on track as much as we possibly can, okay? I want you working on chakra balancing, and I don't want you going off and paying someone to do it right now. I want you doing it for yourself. So watch YouTube videos on meditations, like guided meditations, things like that right now, and bring yourself to the chakra balancing that I know you have the power to do. Because you are a healer for healers. You're not just a healer. You are a healer for heroes. And you need to begin to heal yourself before you can do that again.
Well, I have a question. Did this start on Saturday, this ascension thing that you're talking about?
No, the ascension has been going on for a while
what
now.
What changed Saturday? Because it's been non-stop.
It was a new shift with the ascension, and it actually was this past Friday.
Oh,
not
okay,
Saturday,
early Saturday morning, about 1 o'clock, specifically.
Yeah, it kicked in more on Saturday for some, and then on Sunday for others. It kicks in differently on different days for all of us. But you're right. I mean, you're around the right timeline for the wave of energy that came in recently.
And also, you have to realize, too, there was a full moon that just came into effect yesterday. So you also have that energy coming in. Yeah, it was last night at 9:30. And if you saw the news, so many places got hit. Like, I know my area got hit. I mean, it's just, it was bad yesterday, you know? So, I mean, you got that energy going on, too, which is a good thing. Everything gets amplified.
I mean, I've even sent my kids away. It's that bad, you know? I can't handle this. I just can't. And it's severe, so.
You have a mentor?
No, not right now. I used to. I used to have a really good mentor. I have no idea where she went to, so.
Okay.
What did she mentor?
What you should
what did
do,
she...
honey. Go on, Lily.
Did you know, what part of your life did she mentor you in? Because now you're in
a different
place.
She was more of a spiritual life coach.
She was
a voodoo princess, or not princess, what I'm saying. She's well-versed. Her grandmother had worked with Houdini, and I learned a great deal from her.
That's wonderful.
A lot of balance.
Okay, so now you're in a phase where you're feeling too much, so you're going to need to find somebody on that. Adam is probably does the same stuff that she did on that type of level, so if you ever need a mentor, definitely check out the website, and he can guide you through your different phases for your next part, you know what I mean? And go from there. Because you're going to need to find somebody if you can't.
How do you stop the shakes? Because, I mean, the shaking, I mean, just...
Well, the shakes are one thing. You're not taking any meds for that right now, are you?
I'm on quite a bit of medicine. I just took two different pills.
We're
going
to have to go through that more in depth, but I'll tell you the first thing. You need to get away from the modern medicine, and you need to get more on holistics, okay? Or at least if you were taking medicine, make sure it's all natural medicine. Medicine, when it comes to shakes, will only make the shakes worse. And believe me, I'm talking from experience here because I've gone through that. Okay? But what I will say is the shakes, you need to look at some form of outlet for those as well. Okay? You need to find an outlet that you enjoy and that you enjoy very much, and you need to start practicing that outlet. So that's something we can also discuss through a private session. And mind you, the rates are very affordable, honey.
Right.
We're not talking like everybody else's rates here.
Let me just make sure that, you know, we're not doctors, and we just emphasize that. But what I'm thinking
precisely.
That he's trying to say is you're going to have to find some type of grounding. Because you are going into that empathic state. Since you are on drugs, of course you're going to be chemically imbalanced. So you got to find a way to find balance. And that's going to make, you're going to have to make a conscious decision, a conscious mind. You're going to have to make a conscious decision to do that and also to make your brain and strength more powerful because you're fighting against whatever you're taking internally. And then you're also fighting on what you're going through spiritually. So you're going to have to find some type of way to ground. So that chakra meditation that you do, that will help you start your day. And you must start do that before you do anything part of your day. Because in that, you won't find any type of balance at all. You know, doing mantras or doing meditation, you're going to have to start doing that every day since you are a healer. So get going in your practice and get that together. So hopefully that will balance you out until you're ready to find a mentor, whether it be Adam or anybody else. but definitely get that together before you go all over.
Now, the chakra meditations that you do to help balance out your chakras again, that will also help subside the shakes a bit, okay? But the shakes are more directly in relation with ties to the physical world and your experiences, or to be more specific, the negative experiences you had as a child, okay? And those are coming to the forefront. So even if you had experiences when you were too young to remember, okay, that can still affect us as adults. No matter how far we've gotten away from those experiences, they can always affect us. And the thing about that is our mind is what connects also our body and our soul together. Our mind is like that silver cord as well. Okay, so we have to realize that the mind has a lot to do with how we receive energy all at the same time.
I think that sounds good.
Okay, wonderful. Well, why don't you go ahead and reach out to me whenever you feel you're comfortable, or find a spiritualist that is able to counsel you, whether it be me, someone else. But I can see you doing well. And I can see you succeeding. But what you also need to work on a little bit more is the agoraphobic, okay? I don't feel like you're not leaving the house at all, but I feel like you're locking yourself indoors as much as you possibly can, okay?
Right now, that's
And
true.
I feel that's because you're energetically sensitive. And the more we fear that we're going to be attacked while we're out there, the more we're going to be attacked. You have to use the law of manifestation to be able to overcome the hermited mentality right now because of the agoraphobic.
All right.
Yeah,
all
because
right?
you're in a place of vulnerability, and so of course you're going to just attract everything that you're at a place at. So you're just going to have to. And actually, if I were you, honestly, I would do a clearing tonight on yourself. You know, do a chakra clearing, get some incense, just by your...
How do you block it?
Huh?
Like when you talk, all I can do is hear a man scream. And just, I'm just too sensitive right now. I don't know how to block it.
Well, that's
okay.
Why you need to find a mentor. You have to find
somebody. Do you have an archive show on that? Or?
No, you can't, because each individual person is different on...
Okay.
It's training that gets done one-on-one. Right now, you need to find somebody. If you can't handle it, you're going to have to find a mentor ASAP. So definitely call Adam after the show and find out what you guys can do to discuss. It's actually dirt cheap.
What I'm going to do. Can I get? Do I have your permission to call your number?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I'm going to take down your number here, and I'm going to try and give you a call after the show. Okay, so don't hang up quite yet. I need to get the number.
Sure.
I'm just looking at it. You don't even have to tell me.
You can put me on mute if you need to.
Well,
okay.
We will.
I'm not going to do that.
While he's doing that really quick, just, definitely do the clearing on your home. Do a cut and cord release. Do the chakra meditation tonight. And get your strength together, you know. Get your mind very, very powerful and strong, and then he'll probably help you go through the little bit of feeling that you're going through, and show you what he's able to do on your journey. But at this point, you definitely need to find some peace, but you got to get your mind together. But what if I were you, I would definitely embrace what you have going on, because you are gifted. Not everyone has that ability to be gifted. And so you must thank the universe and source that you have this ability. Now you're here to live your purpose and to help others. But you got to get to that mindset. You got to be in gratitude. Don't be fear, because there's no such thing as fear. There should be never a word in the vocabulary named fear at all. So the first thing you need to do is embrace this and really be proud of yourself. Forget the scaredness.
Yeah, you've come this far.
I'll be walking. If I were you, I would be walking with my head up high and saying, I'm a healer. And you're not doing that. Be proud of who you are at the end of the day and attract that, because once you make your body that powerful, it's like a steel bullet. Nothing can affect you. So you got to make it a conscious decision to be in full gratitude and be humble and to embrace what you have been gifted with. And Adam will go on there with your journey.
Yeah, that's right. And
okay.
Last thing, we have a couple people waiting for, so I'm going to say one last thing to you, honey. You are a strong human being. You can overcome anything. But we always, with the gifts and the blessings of being able to be a healer, an energy person in this world, an empath, we're psychic. There is always the biggest blessing with it, but there is always a lot of downfalls with it too. And they don't outweigh, one doesn't outweigh the other. It's always a balance, okay? So that's why we call it a curse and a blessing all at the same time. But I'm going to give you a call after the show, and we can go over everything a little bit more, okay?
Well, I thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. We're going to put you on hold.
All right, area code 708-335. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, hi. This is Delphine.
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, my question is, I was wondering if you pick up on anything about spirits saying about a recent dream I had. I had a dream that it was this guy that I was marrying, but I've never seen him before.
Mm-hmm. Was he tall, honey?
Yes, he was tall.
Okay.
I've never seen him before.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't sure.
And was
he
in a suit? Because I'm seeing a tall guy in a suit.
Yes, he was.
Or at least a blazer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, honey, this is a premonition of the guy that's coming into your life. Okay? You ain't seen him before because he ain't there yet. But he's coming in. Let me tell you something, because when this one comes in, he's going to sweep you off your feet, okay? Now, I don't know why, but I see the term doctor, okay? And I know it's very cliche because everybody wants a doctor. Everybody wants somebody to have, you know, that have themselves well to do and taken care of, you know what I'm saying? But I'm seeing here, okay, that this guy's going to come in, he's going to sweep you off your feet, he ain't got the problems everybody else got, he is ready for a relationship, and he's not ready for just a little fling. He wants something permanent and long-term. He's going to be someone you can feel happy, connected with, and, you know, someone you can feel attracted to, both on emotional as well as physical levels, and vice versa. So what you have there is a premonition for yourself, which is very rare. Normally we dream, it's all about everybody else's stuff, okay? We dream for others. We don't dream for ourselves very often. When we do, we dream big, okay? Because that means our blessings are about to come in. So what I say to you is look at the numbers in your dream, and then you connect all those numbers together, and you're going to end up getting the timeline when he comes in, all right?
Oh, wow, because I didn't, you know, I actually had a dream yesterday night, and I
didn't
usually.
So what was yesterday night? What time did you wake up from
the
dream?
The full moon yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I woke up at, I think it was 5, and I wrote it down, wrote every detail about the dream.
Okay, what date was yesterday? Connect the dates between yesterday's date, which was the 25th, and the time you woke up. And get the number from that, and then you'll have a number that you can go on for maybe a time he'll come in or how long it might take for him to come in.
But you do believe that was a premonition?
Oh, yes, very much so. You know what, honey, you're very clairvoyant, and it comes to you in your dreams all the time, but you never trust it for some reason. You need to start
trusting. Because he's already doubting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first dream I've had where I say, well, who are you? I don't even know you to marry you, but I didn't say that to him. I just,
mm-hmm.
I was okay with it.
Yeah, but just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Have fun with it. Don't sit there looking for every man that's going to come your way. So the premonition is there. So until it gets there, just enjoy it. Because once you start trying to find out every single detail, you're going to delay it. So don't delay. Just know that it's coming soon, and it's going to come when it's good for you, okay? So you just got some answers for you and some validations. But while you're going on this journey, have fun with it and don't delay it. You delay it by asking too many questions and trying to figure it out. So enjoy it and just know that Source will bring it to you when it's ready for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're
man.
Welcome. Thank you for calling in. You know, it's really the theme of today. We've got to bring out that inner child. And so many people have gotten away from that. Mm-hmm.
No, they have. I mean, if you look at a baby, you guys, if anyone looks at a baby and looks at it, they have no fear. Parents have instilled fear. People have preached fear, and it's the worst thing that they have ever done to people on this earth. And we try to learn that to be detached because fear is ego. There's not even a word of fear. Look at the birds, how they fly. Look at a dog, how they don't remember anything when you yell at them. You know, the unconditional love. And that's how we us humans should live. It's called, I call it the Krishna consciousness, because back in the 70s and the 80s, 60s, 70s, 80s, everyone lived by love. And that's why I love George Harrison. I love the fact that he, you know, preached Krishna consciousness, because it's all about love, nothing else. I call it the hippie world. And that's how we should all live. It's just all about loving one another. And we forget that. We have totally forgotten about that, because we have been corrupted by so many different things that do not make us human beings. And, you know, just too much out there. And we forget to live detached from every ego, you know, including the holidays and everything. Just live like human beings and have fun and enjoy it. And there's no word as fear. Next time you fear, look at a little baby or look at a little child or look at an animal and just see how much they enjoy life and they have no worries. And that's how we should live. Anyway, enough preaching on that, because I can go all day long on that. Let's take the next caller. Area code 203-551. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question. 203-551.
Hello?
Yes,
please
hello.
Go. Please
you're
state your name, where
air.
You're calling from, and go right into your question.
Shante from Connecticut. And there's this guy named Jonathan, and everything went well, but him and I don't speak that much, and I was wondering what happened with that.
Okay. How old is Jonathan, honey? Because I'm feeling like he's still... he hasn't quite matured yet.
He's 24.
Okay, so he's still pretty young, huh? Now,
and how old
I'm
are you, young
feeling...
lady?
How old am I?
Yeah,
24 also.
Huh? 24. Oh my God, you guys, enjoy life. Forget Adam's answer. Go enjoy life. You're going to have many, many, many relationships to get you to that right destination.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Right now, it's just that he's going to give you your answer, but I'm telling you, practical, have fun. Enjoy life. You're 24 years old. You should be letting your hair down and just making sure that you're getting the best education you can get, you know, whether it be a master's degree, a PhD, and, you know, building up your own strength, creating your own life, because you are the creator, you know, manifesting, learning how to be more spiritual, you know, just learn how to make you a better person so you can attract better people in your life. But you're at a stage where you're 24. You got hormones going all over the world. Don't think that this is going to be the only relationship. It's going to be more
precisely,
at home.
And that's the answer.
I actually haven't had a relationship with him. I just want to know.
Okay, so...
Out doing his own thing right now. His mind is on everything else, but he's in a state of mind right now that he's going to be talking to, bringing around, or hanging out and doing whatever benefits him at that given moment. Right now, his mind is solely on him, okay? I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to be, you know, telling you bad news here, but I'm going to tell you like it is, good or bad. That's why people call my show, okay? And Loie's going to do the same. That's what she was just doing for you, okay? But I feel you guys will have a good friendship in this world and possibly even opportunity for a relationship. But that won't be for a good time now. He's off doing his own thing. And right now the saying is he wants to be out there sowing his own oats. You know what I mean?
No,
sowing his wild oats.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you have to understand when he, it sounds like you like him, and, you know, he may be doing his thing, whatever. But, hon, there, while you get to that right person, I'm telling you words of advice so you don't have to go through a lot of us older parent, older people out here do, is that you must enjoy every step. You must enjoy every friendship, whether they leave or come in your life, whether it be friends or family or a new man in your life, and appreciate every person that you do that does come into your life. And when they leave out of your life, you send them lots of love because they were only meant there for a certain amount of time. So understand that. You may have girlfriends that you're friends with 20 years and may never be friends with, all of a sudden reappear. And if you understand that, and if you're a true spiritual being, that you'll know and trust that you'll find that right person when it's supposed to happen. But at this moment in time, 24, I suggest you go enjoy life. You know, get what you need to do to get yourself better. You know, if you want to attract good people in your life, then I will start reading some books to attract and manifest, but not doing it from the head, but doing it from the heart. You know, so, you know, start doing that. So start doing some meditation. Start doing
some chakra clearing. I see you having a beautiful, happy life. I see you having a relationship and a marriage down the road. But right now it's time to enjoy your time in your youth, okay? Don't let life pass you by like it does for so many others of us out there in this world who are now, you know, older and we can't do as much as we once were able to do when we were young. Enjoy life. You're in a wonderful prime age right now, okay? You need to enjoy that like Lolita's trying to tell you over here. Okay, you need to go out there, do whatever you want to do, enjoy the good things in life. But also here, what I want to tell you is do everything in moderation. Too much of anything is bad for you. Just a little bit of everything's okay. All right? And also, you know, right now, focus on you. Set yourself up early for success down the road. What I mean by this is look at your financial stability. Look at things like, you know, setting aside money, going to college, things like that, because let me tell you something, it gets harder with age, okay?
Mhm. It's like a portfolio. You got to build yourself a book. You have to prove, you know, to people if you want to attract, you know, good people in your life, especially very well educated, you know, people that are doing very well, have good family morals. You know, that all matters when you grow up. So if you want that, it has to start from you first.
Yeah, I'm trying to attract real friends into my life.
And
right.
You will,
but you got to trust that. You just can't go into doubt mode, and you can't just attract it on your own. You have to go what source tells you. But at the end of the day, you got many life lessons to learn. You're going to fall several times now. Don't think you're going to have it easy. So the easier, the more you fall now, and the easy that you get up, and you don't say anything that's judgmental, and you wake up and you actually learn from that falling, you're going to get a blessing.
Later.
And then you'll go to another challenge. Mm-hmm. So my suggestion is I want you to fall 50 million times so you can learn quicker in life and how to go into that momentum of appreciation and gratitude and just know that you're being steered in the right way. When you sit there and you say, why this person didn't do this, or he did this, or whatever the reason is, you're not trusting. So it starts within you. You don't control that attraction, but your whole body vibrationally creates that. So again, my suggestion is for you to do some meditation. You do some mantras. You start dealing with some issues that you may have when you're a childhood that may be blocking you. If you don't know how to do that, you call Adam. He'll get you going into that path. But we're here to learn. We're here on earth to learn, you know, and to make it easier for ourselves. Being 24, it ain't easy. I was there once. But I will tell you one thing. I let my hair down until the age of 35, okay? So I have no regrets. Came out, you know what I mean? So I want you to explore every opportunity. And that is because a lot of it is my culture, you know? I'm Hindu, so we really harp on so many things that make us better people at the end of the day. And I want you to do the same thing. Just make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing so you can set yourself free and have your future family, your future, you know, husband, and you can attract that and be in the right momentum of generations and generations of great wealth and knowledge and, you know, love. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you
okay.
for calling in,
thank
honey.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, and for those of you out there, please do not forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is spelled howpsychic.com. And we have great specials going on until midnight tonight, so take advantage of those before midnight tonight, and you'll have a great deal. Please don't forget to book your appointment by clicking on the button on the homepage after making your payment that says book now. Okay, Lo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just chatting away to let everybody know that if you want to ask a question, do it now or forever hold your peace because we haven't worked all in.
At least until next week. And this is our new show time every week, Tuesday night. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please don't forget to tune in Tuesday nights and check us out.
And I think Linda was typing something, waiting for her to finish.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new caller. Hold on, maybe this is her. Hold on. Area code 413-746. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Kareem, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Kareem?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your question, hon?
Well, I talked to a drunk psychic last night that told me I was going to get into a car accident.
Oh, my. Okay, were they truly drunk?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
And so then, you guys, I tried to ask her further questions, and she was like, she was, like, laughing, and she was like, I don't know, you're in trouble. And I'm like, oh, great, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't sound very professional to me.
No.
Okay, here. Well, I do not see you getting into a car wreck or any trouble coming your way, and I really feel that what you experienced last night was very unprofessional, okay? So I wouldn't trust anything as to what she was saying. Obviously, the messages would not have come through very clearly, being intoxicated like she was. Okay,
right.
Even if she does have a psychic bone.
Right.
And also understand, not a lot of psychics are going to tell you that either. Because here's the thing: if we sit there and tell you that you're going to get into a car accident, you may sit in the house, but that actually can deter you from even meeting your partner or
right.
anything in life. So there's
right.
things that you're not going to be told. I'm going to be really blunt with you. No. Because if we know what the end picture is, then yeah, we're not going to do that. Because it's all going to do is deter you from getting your own blessings. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I'm just defending on that side, somebody, if they're telling you that, then, you know, me and Adam will have this conversation all the time. Like, what do you do when you see somebody
okay.
in that? And sometimes you won't give the message, and then sometimes, you know, you won't say anything at all, or God is not going to even allow you to even see that message. You know what I mean? There's many things that not every person can see because we are not supposed to be told at this present moment. Because if we do, human beings on Earth here like to control everything, and that's not how it's supposed to be.
Well, God knows they do.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And I thought that, you know, as a psychic, you know, if you're psychic, that you weren't, that you shouldn't tell someone something unless you can tell them how to avoid it.
Well, you avoid it by just not doing it, but.
Yeah, but you know, the question is, okay, well, if we tell them something, like, okay, they're going to get into a car wreck. Then we tell them, you know, we choose to tell them, which is one thing. But then, you know, if we choose to tell them, we have to tell them the pros and the cons that are going to come along with it. You know, you can end up having a car wreck today, but then you end up in the hospital, and next thing you know, this guy next to you in the bed next to you in the hospital is the guy you end up with for the rest of your life, and that's your twin flame, your soulmate, whatever. Okay, and if it weren't for the car wreck, you would have never met him. But here's the thing. Some people get into car wrecks and nothing happens from it. They end up, you know, killed, or they end up surviving, but nothing ever comes from it. If anything, it could end up being a hindrance. But there are certain things that sometimes not even us as psychics will be able to see, because they are things that are meant to happen no matter what. And these things have to happen as an energy play. It's a way of the universe making sure that all the energy stays in balance. It also could be karmic. It could be, you know, your karma or the other person's karma that ends up in the wreck with you. It could be any number of things, but here's when we do decide to tell you. A genuine psychic will normally not tell you that there's a car wreck coming up. And even if we do tell you, okay, there is or there isn't, then we have to tell you the reasons why. I don't see a car wreck coming up. I honestly feel the reason why she told you was because she was drunk.
Yeah.
and to make you feel a little better, that ain't nothing. You can sit there and ask for a job, or you can ask when you're going to find your man or a woman, and we'll sit there and tell you. It's still the same concept. You can still ruin it at the end of the day. So no matter what, whether you get in a car accident or if you want to find about a job, every human being ends up sometimes determining their own – they have free will. So your question is in relationship to any question that's out here that's being asked to any intuitive, because a person out here will delay their own free will – because they don't know how to stay on that path. Do you see where I'm going with this? Because every type of ego gets in their way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We say, okay, you're going to get this type of job.
Someone today,
but if,
you know, oh, you're going to end up meeting the love of your wife in a week, but then, you know, they stop doing whatever they were doing that was going to help them meet that person. Because now they think, oh,
totally
I'm going to
meet
the love of my life. I don't have to put any work into it. I'm just going to sit at home.
Right.
Well, hello, you're not going to come knocking on the door, you know.
We're going to... Did you have a question besides about intuitive? Like, what else would you know? Because we definitely got two more callers and one chat left. Do you have a question that you would like to know?
Yeah, just real quick. I mean, Adam, can you get anything from my mom who passed away 5 years ago?
Okay. Yeah, she's sitting over here. Well, she's sitting with you, but I'm seeing her clairvoyantly, okay? She's in that rocking chair right now. And she's just waving at you. She says, hey, I'm here. She wants you to know it's okay, and she's still got that eye on you. She keeps looking at you.
Right. So you can't. Can you hear anything else she's saying?
She's not saying a lot right now, to be honest. She's just sitting there. She's saying, hey, I'm here, waving at you, and she's got that eye on you. Okay, and I'm listening, but she's like, well, you already know the message. You have to listen to your heart, because it's been there the whole time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I'm glad I called you guys so I could have a better feeling about the drunk psychic, you know?
It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have to understand also, too, as intuitives and healers, sometimes it does go to our bodies quicker. Sometimes it could be overdone, and, you know, because you got so much going on in your body, you're feeling so much of that energy. So, you know, just give her lots of light and love, and that's all you can do at the end. And like anybody that's going to shoot you the middle finger or a girlfriend getting mad at you, the same thing. Just give them lots of love and light whenever, you know, they've done something out of character. And that's being a true human being that's very spiritual. So make sure we always enforce that in us to send love and not judgments towards one another.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. All right. Thank you, guys. I love you. And
you're
I
welcome, hon. All right.
You're welcome, too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. We have one caller drop off. All right. 916-669. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. 916-669. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Julie, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Yes,
I was wondering if you see any career changes in my life in the near future.
Julie. Yeah, we are looking at the near future here. We're looking at March, and we're looking at the 11th and the 12th. So somewhere right in the beginning of the second week of March here, okay? And what I'm getting on this level is that there is a change. It seems to be better. It seems to be good because of better pay, okay, better appreciation, even better mindset and the environment. However, I'm going to ask you, is there anything to do with teaching?
No, it's not.
Okay. Because I'm seeing, do you have to educate people? Is there some form of education, like you training someone?
I'm in information technology, so.
Hey, well, no wonder I see you teaching people. You're just not a teacher. You're in IT tech. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely see a change there. It looks to me like whatever it is coming up, it's going to be comfortable, it's going to be good, and it's going to be something you have skills with already. So you might be transferring from IT into more of an advanced state or a different company, but I'm seeing you advancing somehow here, and maybe you end up training people to do IT.
Okay. All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cool was that?
Second Mitt wants to know, when do you see them rejoining Equinox?
Equinox. Okay. Equinox. Okay, can you repeat that question again?
Yeah. When do you see Second Mitt 128 rejoining Equinox?
Okay.
Should I get the name?
I get the number 2-2 and 2-3. We're looking at a 2.5 to 3 week time period.
I'm waiting for them to respond to a question that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought it was. I just want to make sure it's a gym. Okay, 22, 23, yeah. Did you apply or did you have an interview? Or you were let go or rejoining? So you must have been with them once. Hold on.
Yeah.
Do you see me seeing the guy in the gym? Let's take care of the one question here. I guess we're going into a relationship. Are you trying to figure out when you're going to work for Equinox? Okay, yes, I was let go. Okay, so she was let go from Equinox.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
She wants to know, do you see them rehiring her again?
Yes, and I gave the numbers for that, the 2-2 and the 2-3.
Yeah.
So I feel that they will rehire her.
Okay. Perfect. I'm just waiting for their response. No join as a member. No, as of. Okay. No. Mm-hmm.
All right, and while we're waiting, please don't forget to check out HowPsychic.com for all of your spiritual counseling needs.
I'm kind of lost.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Okay, so the membership. Okay, Linda, I'll get to you 1 second. The membership, they want to know if they were, I guess another, would they let her become a member again? Is that the question? Say yes or no. Hopefully I got it right.
Well, she'll be let back in there. That's what I know.
Okay. We'll just make sure.
I see her walking through those doors again.
Member. I was a member not working there. Okay. I was let go of. Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, somehow you're going to be at that gym. All right. Now, Miss Linda, I saw you call on the international line. If you want to call back, for some reason, I didn't let you go. So if you want to call back in, you can. Okay. She said thank you, Adam.
You're
sorry,
welcome.
It was a little confusing. So, Linda, if you want to call back in right away, I can pick up your phone call if you want. You tell me or ask your chat. You ask a question in chat right now because I only have 6 minutes. Okay, what do you want to do? Let me know. Okay, Linda wants to know, do you see, Adam, put me on mute over there, I can hear you, myself over there. Do you see the husband, do you see her and the husband settling? We've been moving all over for 8 years. He's not in military, okay? So they've just been moving around for 8 years. Do you see them settling? Do you want to settle where you're at right now? Yes. What city are you
they
in?
They settle in May.
I
May is when
really
they settle.
Okay.
And
We were supposed to move to San Francisco in May. Well, there you go. So you're not moving
uh-huh.
to San Francisco. I'm in England right now. Okay, you're in England.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So do you want to move to San Fran or do you want to stay in England?
San Fran.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to stay here in the UK. So do you see them staying in the UK permanently?
I feel they will have the option to stay in UK or to settle in San Fran. The UK is where I feel they will have more option because they're already there.
Oh, so well, second that was right then. She says she was feeling a baby. All right, well, there you go. There is your answer. You'll have both options, which is good. A lot of people don't get options, so just know that you'll be settled sometime in May, and then you can start your next phase in your life. Okay, she said, thank you. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoyed the show.
No
you could continue to chat. Let me see what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Segment. Okay. You appreciate it. Thank you. No problem at all. We appreciate you guys listening to our show today. And we definitely do have some different time schedules. So if you are a favorite of our show, you'll definitely get the messages. We've been going more daytime.
Yep, daytimes are at 12:30 p.m. In the afternoons, Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Well, on that note, lots of love, light, and full of gratitude. Namaste, and have a great night, everyone. Good night.
All right. Namaste. Good night.